The Modes of Earth and Sky. Much spoken Kesh was in a mode which occurs only once in this book, in a line of dialogue in Dangerous People. The Five House or Earth mode was indicated by a final Z sound added to the noun verbs of the sentence and was used when one was speaking to and of living persons and local places, in one of the present tenses, or with the auxiliaries meaning can, be able, must, in everyday informal conversation. The forehouse or sky mode would be used in all discourse concerning forehouse people and places, those unborn, dead, thought, imagined, dreamed, in the wilderness, etc., and in all past and future tenses, as well as with the auxiliaries of the conditional, optative, subjunctive, etc., in the negative, in making abstract or general statements, and in all formal discourse and rhetoric and works of literature, both written and oral. There was a letter of the alphabet for the Z phoneme that indicated the earth mode, but evidently it was very seldom used. People who in real life would use the earth mode talking would keep to the sky mode in even the most realistic history or novel. So, in an actual conversation, one would say, Pandora, are you living in Sinshan now? Pandoras, Sinshanzan Gehovzes Hai Ohu. The two proper nouns and the verbal both in the earth mode. But the same question in a play or any narrative would be, Pandora, Sinshanan Gehovez Hai Ohu. The negative, whether colloquial or formal, would be Pandora Sinshanan Pegehov Hai. Pandora is not living in Sinshan now. And the past would always be in the sky mode. Pandora Sinshanan Yinyegegohov Ayeha. Pandora did truly live a little while in Sinshan. Though my note on the narrative modes shows that the Kesh did not distinguish factual from fictional literature as we do, the precision of their use of these basic modes of the language indicates a clear awareness of the difference between the actual and the imagined.